The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
But real joke, David Cross, hilarious in those movies.
Really?
Yeah. Which one is he?
He plays like this evil agent that like tries to exploit the chipmunks and make money off of them, but he's actually funny.
And is he live action?
He's live action.
Okay,
yes, yes. The chipmunks are all CGI.
Is so, Dave live action?
Well,
yes, he is.
I haven't seen even like
he
the trailer.
He wasn't. Yeah, technically, yes. Although in the second one, he injures himself so he can be out for most of the movie, and Zachary Levi comes in and takes care of the chipmunks.
In my wildest dreams, I never thought I'd be at Comic-Con talking Alvin and the fucking Chipmunk.
Been the most exciting part so far about Comic-Con is that we don't know what anyone is, and we're just like, well, they're here, so good.
I get so genuinely confused by
there was
someone.
A balloon person on stilts down there, and I'm like, what character is that? Because I know I don't know very much about comic books, but I also have not heard of a balloon person. Have you, Andre? You're the expert.
Well, not that I remember.
There was a bald guy in a wheelchair, and I was like, hey, man, can I get a picture? And he's like, I'm not anything. And I was like, oh, shit, I thought you were Professor Xavier.
Steven?
You can't do that here. You might as well dress up in the suit and become Professor Xavier. Accept it.
Anyway.
That's how I am with anime. Like, whenever I see someone dress up, like, you might be an anime character, but I'm, or you, that just could be how you dress.
You're just a fan of octopi.
You just have a long beard, and that's it. Yeah. And a Hawaiian shirt.
Well, welcome to Should They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, my name is Steve Green.
And today we are joined with Andre, Black Nerd, Andre Meadows.
Hello.
I'm so excited to have you here today, especially at Comic-Con on this episode.
This seems like one for me to be at.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, who would be the perfect guest?
Who's guaranteed to be there, probably?
Yeah. Who's guaranteed to show up?
You know what I mean? It's perfect on brand.
So, Andre, you have been a YouTuber as well for a long ass time.
It was the same with you guys.
Yeah.
It's weird because you were like, let's come on and talk about this. I'm like, well, you guys have probably been into this game just as much or longer than I have.
I think so. Just as long, maybe. Yeah. I don't know if longer.
We're about the same time.
Yeah.
We're in those olden, we're in the 5-star days, the 5-star video
the
response days.
5 stars. Give us 5 stars.
Oh, man, those annotations.
Oh, we had video responses.
Yes.
Were any of you alive back then?
Yeah.
Come on.
It was nothing good, like watching a video and seeing like a big giant green box pop up being like, make sure you rate this 5 stars.
Do you remember the sub for sub? That was the big thing amongst YouTubers. If you were tight enough, you did sub for sub, or you did a box for box.
Box for box.
Box for box.
I remember when Kasim added me to his box for box, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And you could tell like who really thought you were cool and who was just saying it to your face.
That was it.
Because
really,
if they added you, it was like being MySpace top 8. God, with these references.
Yes.
We are.
And then Bobby Lee had me in his box for box, but then I found out later that he didn't even know how to even log into his own page. So my buddy Mickey put me there.
Nice.
It's just one of those things, yeah.
That's perfect.
Yes.
But however, although we've been on YouTube for a long time, we have not been in the Comic-Con, that kind of world, the comics and nerd culture, geek culture, which I feel like you have just exploded. I've gotten to watch you over time, and like you have just grown and evolved and like taken something from like, because you've been really consistent with your brand.
Yeah. No, it's kind of weird that the stuff that, you know, I would spend so much time on that people would say, don't spend so much time on that is now the thing that's like pretty much my job.
You took nerd culture and you monetized it. Good job. That's what you got to do to win, baby.
Well, unless you use clips from shows or movies and then you get demonetized.
Oh, true. True. Even just like referencing something real quick.
Yeah, no, but it's it's been really interesting, and it's definitely something I never would have thought of. I mean, the reason why I did it, because I came out to LA, you can relate to this, like I came out here just to be like, oh, I'm gonna do acting or improv or stand up or whatever. But like everything I was going out for was never about the geeky stuff I was into. It's like, all right, you're a big black dude, so you're gonna be a security guard, you're gonna be a gangster, you're gonna be, you know, the usual, you know, the list is like the list, and which is fine. But I knew there was a way I wanted to express this geeky stuff through my entertainment, so that's how the channel came to be. And so then it just kind of happened where like that was growing as geek culture was growing on the internet, and it just kind of became this whole thing. And now I feel like even to a certain point, I feel like a relic in it when I see like newer channels taking over this type of stuff. So it's very interesting. It's fascinating.
It's really odd, right? Cause, well, yeah. And when you started, like back in the day, people weren't making money off YouTube. Like not very much. Only a handful of channels were making like $100 a month. And it was like crazy.
You like wait, because like, you had the Google. So before like all this stuff, you just had the Google account, and you couldn't get your money until you got $100. So you would like be holding on.
So you'd be for like months.
Yeah.
And you had to apply to a partner program, and they had to like, you had references, and I had to have a bunch of references to why I should be in the partner program.
Yeah.
But one thing that you always did that I always liked about you was that there's a lot of people out there, probably myself included, who like to shit all over things, right? but I think that you have truly, like, every time that I see you even talking about a movie or TV show or whatever it is, you like it. Or to some degree, you like it.
If I like it or...
Not love it, but you find the good in it. Which...
I try to find the good and bad in everything. Because I feel like there's always different sides to any... Especially any kind of entertainment. Because it's always subjective. It's always about what you think of it. But, like, I feel like there's always a fun way to even if it's bad, to have a fun way of talking about how bad it is. And that sort of thing. So that's always been interesting to me. Because there's tons of movies that I love that I will never say are good.
Like
Super Mario Brothers, the movie, not...
Wait, the one with John Leguizamo?
Yes.
Oh, I love that movie.
Exactly. Yes. It's the same. But I know it is no relation to the game whatsoever.
That's true.
But I will watch it anytime. I freaking love that. So I'm cool with those.
I just love that was the first movie that pointed out that they're the Mario Brothers. So Luigi's last name is Mario. He's like, I'm Mario. And this is Luigi Mario.
Yeah.
It's just a bit. That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
They didn't care. They didn't even read they didn't read anything Mario. They didn't even read a Mario instruction booklet.
No, they did not.
You know what it was?
No,
it's today's version of there's like some old corporate guys, and they're like, well, I don't know, my kid plays it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Based it off that character.
But that's what's funny about just any of this type of stuff. I mean, if you think about superhero movies around that same time, it was the same thing. It was just like, okay, we got this property, we hear kids like it, we think we can throw some toys or put it in a Happy Meal, let's go for it. And just had no interest in the creation of the story itself, and you would have so many things off. And so it's interesting to watch superhero movies or movies based on any properties now where it's like everyone's trying to make sure it's either as authentic as it can be, or if it is a different take, that it's an interesting take, because they know that now everyone's kind of watching them to see how accurate it is.
Well, also too, man, like I don't know, when I was a kid, I remember watching Batman Forever and thinking, this is the sickest movie I ever saw.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Batman and Robin came out, and I remember thinking, you know, this is cool.
Yeah.
But
But then I remember Batman v Superman, whatever the fuck it is, a couple years ago, comes out. And people are shitting all over this movie. And I'm like, dude, this is like 100 million times better than Batman and Robin. Like, I'll take it,
that
man.
Is, that's point taken.
Like, well, look at what they did to Mario. Can you imagine being the biggest Mario Brothers fan ever, and you go see Mario Brothers, and you're like, what the fuck did they do to my shit, man? Yes.
That's a running gag that me and my friends like to do is we go, what would happen if Twitter came out when, or Twitter was out when, and we think about all those old movies. Like, just imagine how Twitter would be when Batman and Robin came out.
It's
like,
it's
that would be hilarious.
It's the same.
Hashtag on my Batman.
It's the same as what happened when Waterworld came out, basically.
Yeah.
Because everyone in the media almost Twitter bombed that movie.
Yeah.
Do you think that's why, though, companies keep making the same movie? Because they might be scared of any backlash. They keep making like the same movies over and over again.
I wish they would make the same movie over and over again, like more. Because I was just in a pitch meeting and I was like, hey, I have an idea for this time travel show. And they're like, there's already a time travel show. I'm not interested in doing a time travel show. And I'm like, how do they make two White House fucking getting robbed movies?
Yeah.
I can't get a fucking simple time travel show. The simplest thing.
That's true.
Maybe
that's
you should travel back in time before they did those White House movies.
They're like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. It's fucking hilarious. No, I'm not interested in doing that. There's already a time travel show. I'm like, oh, yeah, dude. You know, that time travel show is the only one doing it.
Yeah. There's only been one time travel.
They have IP on thing. That.
Yeah.
They invented that.
These guys wish.
Like Back to the Future, Bill and Ted, right. Hot Tub Time Machine,
no, it's already
Doctor
done.
Who.
Look,
it's been done.
If this
cannot redo it.
If this cat had his way, they'd be doing Back to the Future 2, and then they're like, we just did a Back to the Future. We just did a Back to the Future movie. Yeah. I'm not doing a Back to the Future.
No 3. Although I will say Back to the Future 3, not as good. Not
That's
as
true.
Good as the other two.
Not controversial.
No.
Yeah.
Hot take, everyone.
No one's going to get up and leave after someone said that.
See, I don't like Back to the Future 3.
Yeah, Twitter was out. Back to the Future 3 came out. Yeah. That would have been your tweet.
Like, I'm so brave for saying this, but really not a fan.
You mean like a love story based on Doc Brown and his fucking love interest from the 1870s?
Clara.
Isn't that interesting? Jesus.
Yeah,
what were they thinking with that shit?
As a kid, I was like, why is he dressed like that now? I don't like it.
It's like that. It's like how you get dressed when you go to like, I don't know, like Old Town or some shit, and you take a picture.
Oh yeah, and like those. Oh, like we're gonna take the field trip to the Western days.
Yeah, and how fun will it be to wear 7 layers and then take a picture together?
Yeah, it's funny. My school, we had like one of those like colonial time type places, and our school would always take us there, and I'd be like, I don't want to be here. I might have to start working here.
Right.
I want to leave.
Are you from the East Coast?
Yeah, this is like a horror film.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, I don't want to be here. I might get elected president of this place. I don't know what's going on.
Stupid.
Could happen quickly.
I don't have to run shit.
Yeah.
So, Andre, you've like built this whole, like your whole channel and this whole like empire. You've gotten to like meet all of your heroes and
it's
so cool. And like you work with sci-fi and like other places, like other movies that come out, like they know that people have grown to trust your brand, they've grown to trust your reviews on things, and so they'll actually like take you to like the premieres and that's so cool. How did you get started with that?
And who was a dick?
What's the celebrity tea?
I luckily have not had any bad encounters, which has been very nice.
A very PC thing to say.
No. Right.
Diplomatic.
I'm being really serious. I have not. Some others might have that I've been privy to, but I have not had any personal ones. But no, it's just like I said, it still sometimes doesn't feel real because it's just like, this is not what I expected. Because it is all the stuff that's based on like just what I'm interested in. And also just because it's something that I made. Like, I think that's the coolest thing. As you guys understand, it's like, it's just nice to be able to have something where it's like, I do have control of this. I mean, yeah, there are times you got to waver because maybe you're working with a company or maybe you're working for someone else, you know, on their outlet or whatever, or someone's doing a brand. But like, all of it kind of starts from your own base and your own ideals. And so I think that's really cool to be able to do that.
Yeah, you can set a boundary that way. Like, well, this is my brand and this is how I say things. And if you're not okay with that, then
funny because you always hear people be like, oh, you know, oh, someone so paid you. And like, you sold out all the kind of stuff. And it's like, you don't realize for every one thing that you do see that you work with a brand, there's like 10 more where you had to say no.
Yeah.
Because companies will just ask you to do some weird stuff. And you're just
very selective about the ways that you sell out.
Yeah.
You know?
You gotta be. Yeah. You gotta be. Yeah.
Well, I agree with that. See, exactly. Steve's a hater because he won't do any, he like never does any brand deals or anything. But for me, if like, I already like the brand, like I already drink a lot of alcohol. So if alcohol wants to pay me to be like, yeah, I already like this alcohol. Fucking,
when will Rockstar wake up and yes. realize what I'm doing for this company?
Exactly.
I've done so much for Monster, Rockstar, not really Red Bull because they don't have deals very much. But when will they just wake up and be like, hey, man,
they need
here
to
you go.
Get woke, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even have to pay me. They just have to send me this shit every month.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I like it. So you also do like not just comic book stuff, but you've grown into like the 90s Nickelodeon, or like yeah. you cover all nerd.
Well, that's actually where I started more on like the comic book stuff was mostly because of the movies and stuff and being able to talk about that. But like my hub from the beginning has always been like nostalgia for old cartoons, video games, movies, and TV shows and stuff that I grew up with, because it's like that's the thing that I remember and can have fun with, and it's also fun to. Think about, like you're saying, like Batman and Robin is like watching it then and having that, just that, yeah, it's amazing. And then like going back and going, oh, I like that, huh? I really, yeah. yeah. yep. But then some things I'm still like, I'm all about it, you know? So that's kind of fun to do that. And I think there's a way that, again, that you can do that where even if you see the silliness of it now, you can still understand why at the time it was good for you or why it was big at a time. Like you look at some properties and you go, that was big back then. I'm like, you have to understand what happened at that time to see that stuff happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Pet Rocks were big.
Yeah, exactly.
At one point.
yeah.
In time.
Yeah. So it's very interesting. So.
Andre, how nuts is your place? You get so much free swag and shit. Is your place just nuts?
See, this is what happens. So
is it like a rainbow in there of all this different shit?
It's like a drug, because what happens is like everyone's like, oh, you get so much free stuff. It's like, no, I get like one or two free things, but then that lets me know that there's other things out there. So then I end up buying all these other things myself. So it's a gateway drug.
It's like a Costco sample they sent you.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh shit, exactly. I didn't even know it's out here. Now I gotta buy all of them.
And they know, because it'll be like, there'll be like a set. Like if it's like a Ninja Turtles, they'll be like, all right, here's Leonardo. And he's like, you can't do that. you know what you're doing. It's like, here's the red Power Ranger. It's like,
you gotta see them together. You're right.
That's so true. That'd be so awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an island of misfits. yeah. You belong in a squad.
Yeah, he's got to be there.
You should take all of them and put them together. Like, hey, Red Power Ranger, you and Leonardo, yep. and I'll hook you up with like.
It would never
Olga
work,
from
Nikki.
Hey Arnold.
Nikki, you know it would never work.
Yes, gotta cross it over. Gotta cross it over.
So that is true. So okay, so your place. I mean, is any of
his the background of his videos?
It's yeah, it's
yeah,
pretty,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
because it extended to his whole place. Mm-hmm.
It's some of it, yes.
I'm curious.
And then there's some bins. There's some things that are like on the bubble of if they're gonna stick around or not. I rotate a lot. I rotate. I have to.
Yeah.
I was at this cat's place recently, dude, and there wasn't a part of his wall that did not have a fucking action figure on it, and it was disturbing.
Not Andre's place.
No. It was disturbing. I was there for a fantasy football draft, so I was like, okay, this guy's maybe a little bit cool because fantasy football is super cool.
Such a jock guy.
No. It's just about, I was like, maybe I'm going to meet a new friend.
Yeah.
Because they like football, and on YouTube, that's almost impossible. Everyone calls it sports ball. Everyone's so fucking cool. So then, yeah, but then there wasn't a part of his wall that wasn't, and I was just so disturbed. I'm like, what is this? Did he?
It's crazy. Well, it's because there's like, people, there's these companies now that are basically taking all these brands and they're making like the high end. Because you know how you would see a picture of an action figure, but when you actually open up, it looked nothing like
yes.
a photo.
So it was like McDonald's, ordering McDonald's.
right.
For years.
So now you got these companies who will now recreate these figures, but they'll actually make them look like the way they're supposed to look on the box. And so then you get like, well, that's how I've always wanted it, so I have to have it.
And then, it's still a toy, and then they call it the Black Series or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's yeah, like, it's all, yeah. It's always like, yeah, the Black Series.
It's a toy.
The Ultimate Collection.
You say toy, but when I called your things action figures, you got really mad
because
at me.
Because they're not the resin statues, bitch.
They are action figures.
That's it.
Does she not
that
know
is
what a statue
What is the difference
yes.
between you and this guy that
PVC,
you're talking about?
Yes.
Plastic?
It's a PVC diorama.
Exactly.
See, yeah, you know what's up.
You know what's up.
I feel like he was building a fort that's like, I do not want sex. I do not want
oh,
sex.
But
I do
it.
Not want
Oh, but I got it, though.
Amen.
I got it.
Hey, that's man. True because you kept them hidden.
Yes.
I found the secret stash
See?
Of action figures. Sorry.
You play your
statues.
Cards right. Then you get married. Then you become yourself.
See, now, yeah.
Absolute genius move.
Nowadays, you can kind of put that out there, and you usually can find people who are cool with it. But yeah, I definitely had some like secret agent like press the button and like.
Oh yeah.
It's oh, like, yeah. We cool now? and all the Thundercats come out. And I'm just like, so yeah, no, I get it.
What do you think of those pop art things? Are those pop things?
Pop tarts?
Oh, the Funkos?
Funko pop things.
I like them, man. Well, the thing that I like about those types of things is that, you know, a lot of people are collectors, but, you know, budgets are varied. So if you want to have something, but you just don't want to spend on the Black Series PVC diamond.
But it looks nothing like it.
Sometimes
it does. This is like, it's like a different level. It's like, hey, I want to order McDonald's and then I want to open the box and it's sand.
But what is nice about that, though, is that they sometimes will do a lot of franchises that other companies won't do. Like, they'll be able to do something limited that you're like, okay, finally, I can, you know, get that brand. I can get a Fraggle now.
I'm just not that into it, you know. And it's funny too because I've been shitting on Loot Crate pretty hard on this podcast for many months. And I was at a wedding recently, and I'm sitting next to the founder of Loot Crate.
And he said, "I love your podcast."
And I was like, "Oh no!" And he's like, "Yeah, I just started on, and I just started to go through it." And I'm like, "Oh God! Oh sweet Jesus!" Like that was probably the last 3 months. So I'm like, "Oh, he's got some time. Maybe he'll like us enough."
Shout out to Loot Crate. Please buy Loot Crate. We like Loot Crate.
Check it
Loot
out. Crate. I said for many months that it was a ripoff. I no longer believe that because I saw this guy living well.
So
he's obviously did well for somebody.
Well, speaking of that, so you're like the epitome of someone that's like followed your exact passions. You're like, this is what I like. I like comic books and I'm going to build this world. What did you envision when you started? Was it just a side hobby?
It was totally a side thing. Because, I mean, back then it was like, like I said, there was no money. There was nothing the way that YouTube is now was what it was when I first started. So it was just really about, here's an outlet to make silly videos that I can't make anywhere else. So why not? Because it's here, it exists. And I think that was really all the intent. I mean, it's so funny because you hear now when people are like, when you want to create your YouTube channel, here's your strategy plan.
Making
a brand. I'm like,
everyone's an expert now.
Mine was like, account, film, edit, upload, sure, whatever.
Back when you didn't even have to have a Gmail account.
Yeah. You just had a username and
mine
that was it.
TrickNix@hotmail.com. Look me up.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed all the people who they didn't really do it or whatever on YouTube? They never built the following or anything. Now they're working social media for all these huge companies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
we're like, yeah, where's it going, Steve?
No, I just wanted to burn them. So now I burn them.
Oh,
too.
You burn them.
I just burned
them.
Great.
Now
burn
you
them.
Go to a wedding with one of the social media people.
I see those fuckers all the time.
You're gonna eat your words.
Hey, you know, I next year that could be me. So who knows?
No. You've had some staying power. But let me ask you this, because you are a YouTuber who's also a nerd, and so you have opinions on movies and stuff. Do you have a movie that you want to do, or do you have like a particular project that you want to make eventually?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to dabble in making something of my own. I think that'd be cool. I mean, I've been able to do, you know, acting in different things or whatever. But yeah, I think it'd be really cool to create something. I don't know about like a movie or anything like that, but like if I was able to meet up with some artists and do some cool stuff, or you know, since I collect so many things, if there was a cool product or a game or something, yeah, I'd totally be down for that.
Like an animated show or something.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Gotcha.
I would love that.
Well, because you never know. Because you're some people. I have a friend who's like, I don't really care. I don't want to do anything. And I'm like, okay, that's chill.
Yeah, no,
I think that's the big thing. That's the really big difference, I think, nowadays. It's like YouTube is a great platform to present yourself and what you want to do. But the idea, the concept of like, I'm making a YouTube channel just to only be able to make money off of the ad revenue, I think that it's very wise to not do that. Yeah. You know?
Putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, put all the eggs in one basket. I think it's especially now there's so many different outlets to create and to monetize. It's like don't
what do you think of
that.
TikTok? You have a TikTok yet?
I do not have a TikTok. I got a grandfather clock. I do not. So yeah.
Have you seen that one where celebrities will do anything for money? What's that called?
Cameo. Yeah. I'm on there.
Are you
Look
really?
Me up, guys.
Oh really?
No, I did it. I signed up because the guy I met him at like Playlist. And then he's
I thought he was gonna say wedding.
It was at the same wedding.
He was on the other side.
Yeah, and he signed me up for it. And then people started getting messages like, hey, can you say happy birthday to my friend? I'm like, what is this? Happy birthday. Hi.
So I have to ask you this then. Okay, so real quick for everybody listening. Cameo is this website/app where you can ask a celebrity to do something and make a request to them, and then they will do it for a certain amount of money that they set for themselves. Correct?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you found it, sir?
Are you the guy I met at Playlist?
No, time, but I know what Cameo is.
Okay, right on, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a
Cameo,
fan.
You got a fan.
I'm a founder.
He's like
founder.
Number yeah, right? one.
Okay, so now you know what it is. So, Nikki, what rate did you give yourself? I want to see how you value yourself.
Oh, no, I gave it the rate that they suggest. It's like, suggested rate is $15. So I was like, all right. Like, I didn't think anyone was ever gonna look me up anyway.
I see.
Cause it's like there are like actual celebrities on there, so I didn't think that it was ever gonna even be a thing.
So
and
Nikki
I really
Limo
like
will
LinkedIn.
Be your monkey for $15.
No, I've actually rejected some because they'd be like, say this, and it's like some stupid derogatory thing, and I'm like, I'm saying that.
Derogatory how?
I don't know. It'd be something like not PC, like something that they could definitely use against you in court someday.
Can I buy you on Cameo and be like, no. I think that Steve was right in this argument.
No. Yes. Wait, I'd have to give you a much higher rate. No, we share a bank account. That
we share
work.
A bank
account. No, it doesn't work. No, right. Reject it.
Mommy, daddy, please.
Can I pay cash? Follow-up question. Can I
yes,
pay cash?
Yes, okay, you okay. can pay cash. Okay.
No, so it gets pretty weird because I was on Cameo with my bud, and you can really just Google anybody, and they're probably on there. And they're sadder than you remember.
Well,
them.
Not the A-list celebrities. You can't get like Angelina Jolie
but
or
exactly.
something. But you can get B-list celebrities for sure.
You could get Ernie Hudson from the Ghostbusters, and he's wearing the Ghostbusters outfit while he's
Andre
telling you happy
probably has a picture
birthday.
With him.
That's awesome. I actually do. Yeah.
You have a picture with everybody.
Yeah. Did, dude, did he try to shake you down after for money?
No. This was at an event. We were at an event. No, he was cool. He was very cool.
That would have been great.
All right. On that note, we have to break for our first ad, but we will be right back. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So, huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
Okay, and we're back. Hello, everybody. What a great ad. Buy whatever we said to buy.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, moving on to having pictures with everybody. That's actually where I think I first met you in person, or like maybe the second time or so, was at Kamikaze here.
Yeah, that's what this formerly was.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what this was. Yeah.
And you were running the All That. No, not All That.
Yeah.
It was Pete and Pete or All That. Yeah, I can't remember.
Both,
one
was,
of those.
Yeah, we did All That, and then Pete and Pete was later on. Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
yes.
Yeah, you were like, oh, hey. And I was like, oh, my God, hey. Yeah. And then we exchanged info. And then, like, that following January, sorry, my brain works on the timeline.
That's
and
all right.
Steve will testify.
Yes, it's
that.
Very fun. It's a blast.
So that following January, I just think I believe in timing of things and meeting certain people. So we got inducted into the YouTube
yes.
space as the first creator group.
Inducted.
And you did a series called Awkward Talks with Girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I actually saw, there was like an article about that.
Really?
Yeah, like in like USA Today or something. And it was funny because my friend John, who became my manager for a while, he was in that article. And I was like, oh my gosh, we met there. Like, and so many people I met in that specific time frame. It's real weird.
It was a really unique time frame.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I stayed in contact with all of those people.
Yeah. Like I said, that was that era. I feel like there's these eras of YouTube, which is very interesting.
Totally, you did like a Godzilla thing there too.
Oh, that was so fun. Thank you for doing that. Yeah,
of course, it was
the most random thing. They're like, we got props and a Godzilla costume. Want to use it?
Well, didn't they build like a destroyed city set?
Yeah,
a destroyed city.
See, they would build sets,
yeah.
And like you just had to make a sketch around whatever set.
And
they
it didn't
built.
Even have to be good. I noticed.
No,
no, yeah. it really not did not.
No, that was a cool feature.
Yeah, no, you just had to be there.
Yeah,
you
pretty
just
much.
Sign up, whatever.
I couldn't even book their sets because they got filled up. But I would. So my series was in the conference room, and that's why
mine was in the edit bay.
Yeah.
Because, so yeah.
That's
so
right.
What happened was like they were like, you're part of this program. You're gonna be in here for like half a year, you can use everything, and then like a
but
week
then, like,
later,
Freddie
they,
Wong was
yeah,
like, "Oh, Video Games High School 2 is yeah. filming here."
That's
so
what happened. Yeah,
peace
yeah.
out, guys.
So then we were like using like the that little,
the little
like,
nest,
that
the
little
crow's
loft
net.
Up
yeah.
there, and then, yeah, and then I like shot all my shows in the edit bay. So
and then you try to use the John, and Freddie Wong has his people clear it first.
That was actually true. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like they had the whole. So I was in the conference room, and they were the set across from the conference room,
oh,
and they
right.
booked out the bathrooms, the makeup room, like everything.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, look, I'm not trying to take a picture in there. I'm just trying to go in there. They don't care. They don't care.
But that was during the time, dude, that's so funny because like you're talking about magazine articles. So Forbes actually interviewed me for like, how do you make money as a YouTuber? And at that time, I was fucking broke. Like, I was not making any money off of YouTube. And I just, you know, was like, well, this is how it works. I didn't, you know, say I made any money. I just said, this is how it works.
Right.
The people make them, they're making money.
Did you keep saying, well, Forbes? I don't know. Well, Forbes, you
well,
know, Forbes.
Forbes.
Mr. Forbes.
Mr. Forbes.
No, that's so, it, like, that was such a, so a weird of time because I think that was when eyeballs were getting onto YouTube more, like just noticing what it was. And it was funny how much imaginary money kept being talked about that we supposedly had that just did not exist.
Well, and during that time, like, Michelle Phan was getting sued for, like, using all this music and, like, she was getting sued for millions of dollars and she was like, how much do you think we make?
Yeah.
Like, we don't make that much money. And at that time...
Well, now she's, like, in a helicopter.
Yeah, that was before. Yeah. It was before Ipsy. This was pre-Ipsy.
And she's like, this is my Tuesday helicopter. And she's like, why am I in it on a fucking Saturday?
I just love the idea of a daily helicopter like that. Right? Like, it's written on the side. Hey,
that's what I'm going to do. You can do it.
But that was during my beer, candy, pizza days because YouTube Space would like have these events where they just gave like free pizza
and beer and candy. Fresh Brothers every time.
Yeah, and I was like,
square.
I'm poor. I need this.
Yeah, it was great.
I would like stuff pizza in my purse.
I know you did. You're a trash human.
No, I would do that.
Andre, tell me about the state of nerd culture today. The nerds won. I've been saying this for months. The nerds won the wars with the jocks. And as a jock,
the
I
jocks,
feel bad.
The jocks... moved over to
see that's right. I think when you're in certain pockets like here you feel that, but like I'll get messages or I'll meet people when I go on different conventions and stuff, there's still places where the nerds ain't won. Like it's
really?
name drop
those states. Name drop
them. I was say you can probably guess.
Trying to think where haven't the nerds won, dude? Well, even baseball, dude, the fucking Oakland A's guy. That Moneyball movie, the nerds won even in baseball, brother.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's just people are just owning it more and being more, you know, accepting of it. But the thing about it is like, especially when you're growing up, like people are going to find something to make fun of you of. So now what's funny, I always joke, is like a lot of times people would yell at me for like being too nerdy and stuff when I was younger. But now sometimes the argument I'll get at me is like, you're not nerdy enough. How do you not know about this?
Oh, they get into semantics.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Is there you're not a real nerd kind of thing going on?
Yeah, yeah, that happens. Because now that there's so many things, everyone can kind of choose their own path, which
like,
is great.
Like, how did you not know that Luke's middle initial was P? Because I said it in this sentence.
We don't know Luke's
P.
middle
Skywalker.
Name. Nikki.
You don't, because you're not nerd enough.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
Is being nerd enough like, it's like, you don't jerk off every night? Like, what's nerd shit?
You don't?
Well, you know what I mean? Like, what's the qualifier, huh? How do you get your numbers up in the nerd?
You got to know every detail of every story.
Yeah, well, that's
story.
The thing. It's always based on what that person is into.
You have to have a Lego Star Wars diorama in your house?
Yeah.
With LED lighting?
And then there's even famous like fanfic writers because like if you there's holes and fans need to know like this information that's missing, like those fanfic writers fill in the gaps.
And then some of them end up getting movies, I guess.
One of them in particular.
Yeah.
A $1 billion franchise.
Yeah.
Fucking... 50 Shades of Grey.
It was fanfic. That was originally Twilight fanfiction.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I started to write fanfic about friends of mine recently.
Oh, really?
This is
that's
an actual true story.
That's just a diary, Steve.
No, this is a true story. You make it sound like it's a bit. It's actually not a bit. So I have two dear friends of mine. Their names are Julia and Josh, and they are in the JK crew.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I started to write fanfic about them.
Oh, really?
And it's been very fun. I've had a really good time with it.
And sharing it with the whole Discord
chat. So, there's a Discord chat that everyone's in. And I started to write Josh Julia fanfic on the Discord chat. And then I got banned from our own Discord. And by the way, I didn't even post nothing that bad, okay? I posted shit like, Josh and Julia are in the JK offices. They're hanging up Halloween decorations. The air conditioner's broken. It's very hot. Things like that. And like, oh, hey, Josh, can you hand me that pumpkin carving? And then, hey, Julia, I sure can. And it was just, they were just getting a little bit closer together, and the room was getting a little bit hotter, and I got banned. Outrageous.
Wow.
I wasn't even going to have them do nothing
sexual.
Why
does nobody want to hang out and be our friends?
I know. It's true. It's my fault, mostly. I'm mostly the reason why a lot of our friends have changed over the years.
Okay.
And morphed.
Well, let's bring it back to nerd
culture. Okay, sure. We can.
Yeah.
If you like. Andre, what do you think of the new Star Wars movies?
I think they're fine.
Fine.
Good
is,
answer.
Fine is quite the F word for me.
Oh, really?
Yes, because fine is not good enough, I think.
Oh, okay. I enjoy them, but I will say this. I think that I am personally ready for Star Wars world stories not necessarily connected to this specific Skywalker.
Yes,
like I'm excited for Mandalorian. I'm excited to see what happens beyond episode. I'm excited for episode 9, but I'm excited to see what happens.
Are you excited for episode 9?
Yeah.
Do you swear?
I've already gone this far. I got it.
Listen.
Okay.
If you're getting paid to say this, no. I'm with you, brother. No. I'm just saying, good for you. I'm happy for you.
But
pay your mortgage, win. But if you're not being paid to
I
say
would
this.
Love, what kind of logic is that?
Like, no.
We're going to pay this one random dude to say on a podcast.
You're not random.
I'm excited
you're influential.
For the biggest Star Wars movie that's going to happen this year.
Well, right. But then,
wait,
I mean,
did
no,
you hear what he
one.
Said? He said, I've already gotten this far. It reminds me of this morning in parking when we were like in the line to get to the parking lot. And there's other parking across the street that's like a little bit more expensive. But we're like, we already got this far. It's been 40 minutes in this line.
Hey, Andre,
I feel like that's how he feels about episode 9.
Yeah, this far destroyed Luke Skywalker. And I'll say it.
Whoa, spoilers.
They destroyed him.
Mark, can we put a disclaimer spoiler in the beginning of the episode?
Character-wise, they destroyed him, Nikki. You don't even know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yes, I do, because you told me the minute you got home from the movie.
That's true.
I was like, I don't care, but okay.
What do you think about destroying Luke? You thought that was kind of fun, huh?
I didn't say that.
You thought that was kind of enjoyable? Thought it was kind of a good time?
I am ready for episode 9.
And Andrea, this actually leads into what I was going to ask you next.
Yes.
Is like you have so many fandoms that you keep track of and you do such a good job at like keeping up with all of them. Are there any like specific genres or like fan universes that you are not a fan of and
Doctor
maybe,
Who, maybe.
Their fandom has come after you?
I don't think, not come after. A lot of people tell me to watch anime. I get that a lot.
Mm.
Like, I need to watch more anime.
Not a big anime
not
watcher.
Me either.
I'm
with you, brother.
Yeah, it's nothing against it. It's just that people's access to anime is a lot better now than it was when I was growing up. Like, you had to find, like, the one Suncoast store in the mall that maybe had a section of videotapes with 2 episodes. Like, whereas now you've got, like, you know, a service that just
a lot more
puts them all out there.
You guys have to understand that we didn't have the internet growing up.
The internet changed that a lot. So
the internet opened doors.
Yeah, so I think that's the big thing about, and that's even coming with like people who are like, well, did you not know about this? Know about this? It's like, it's just so easy. Like, there was a joke I made one time about, I forget which movie it was, where I said, like, I don't know this character. And it's like, and you probably don't know it either. If you're probably going to try to correct me by just looking at the Wikipedia. And it's funny because the comments are literally like, Andre, how could you not know that? And they just literally copied and pasted the character's description from Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I accept that. That's a fun joke. I like that.
Dude, that's like when Guardians of the Galaxy came out. And I was like, ain't nobody saw this, read this fucking comic.
Right. I was like,
read the comic of that before that came out. Nobody, man.
Yeah, I had no idea what that was. But I was like, all right. But then when I saw the movie, I was like, this is great.
It was a great movie.
Yeah.
They didn't destroy the legacy of the lead character.
Gosh.
Find that to be a good quality about them.
I'm fine with Star Wars.
Can I ask you this then? What are you excited about with episode 9? Go.
I want to see the closure. I want to see how it all wraps up. So that way.
Oh, so you didn't see the end of episode The Last Jedi?
I did.
Well, that's when it all wrapped up, I think. fuck is left.
This is why I don't talk about Star Wars a lot.
Hey, man. I got a raging nerd boner, dude.
Are there any like series that you're this passionate about hating, Andre? Or like maybe you were disappointed? Because really, Steve's just a huge Star Wars fan. And
I get it. I've met many like him.
I love that Star Wars.
And for example, Game of Thrones just ended, and we had to smash watch all of it. Like, we binge watched everything in like 2 months, and then we were sad at the ending of it.
Wow.
They did my chick Khaleesi wrong, bro.
It's true. No spoilers, Steven.
No, they just did it wrong. That's all I said.
Okay. Well, how do you... Maybe someone watching or listening is like, oh, I think that Khaleesi is really going to win.
Well, yeah, you know, I hope it's D.B. Weiss and whatever the fuck his name is. So they can know what they did to us. Yeah. I thought she was one of the best characters in anything I've seen ever.
Same. And then they just, like, threw her in the trash can. But I don't want...
But then
no
some
spoilers.
People say, like, oh, but you didn't like that Star Wars. It's because you hate women's. And I'm like, what? I like that Khaleesi.
That Khaleesi. Khaleesi.
Yeah.
That's the spinoff series they're going to make.
That Khaleesi.
That Khaleesi.
It's should like be a 90s sitcom.
Yeah. She's opened that up a bakery Khaleesi. And like Wacky Neighbors.
I'd watch her and I'd watch that the water chick. Who's the water chick?
The water chick?
Water chick. Ironborn chick.
Oh,
you're really? Ironborn. She took it real serious.
Yara?
She was tight, dude. I liked that chick.
You didn't like Sansa? She was pretty tight as a female character.
We can move on.
All right. Wow. A lot of Sansa hate. You know, I think maybe...
No, she was a bitch from season one, dude.
See, I think I relate to her, so I just defended her from the beginning.
Oh, that's funny.
Except for when she got the wolf killed. That was sad.
That was really sad. That's what I'm talking about.
That was the first episode. If you're listening right now, I didn't spoil shit. Okay. That was the first episode.
She adopted that dog.
Yes.
Yeah, they adopted it. So Andre, are there? Mark tried to interject.
I love it. Yeah, no.
Is that your happy ending, Mark?
He's like, hey, they adopted that dog.
The show sucked at the end, but they adopted the dog. Great.
But is there anything like that? Like any like series?
Mine's are I do, but they're like weird ones. Like mine was weird. Was like when they redid the Smurfs and they like put them in New York City, and I'm like. You had this beautiful fantasy village that you could do. You could basically make like a Lord of the Rings with little blue Smurfs. But instead you're like, let's have them go to New York and hang out with Neil Patrick Harris and play Rock Band. Like what? Like that, it's like stuff like that.
Right.
That's what makes me weird.
Dude, how about that Alvin and the Chipmunks, man?
Yeah, oh, come on.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
What did they pay him? You know, talking about My Name is Earl? What did they pay this man?
Yes.
They're like, how much to destroy yourself? How much to humiliate and debase yourself all the way into the bottom?
I mean, T.J. Miller did Emoji Movie. He was really stoked on that.
I will sadly admit, I've seen every one of them.
All the Emoji movies?
There's a second one.
Isn't there a second one coming out?
I hope there's only one.
Oh,
there's,
dude, you mean it felt like a trilogy?
I've
been in those movies.
I learned so much about myself. I watched all four. There are four Chipmunk movies.
Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
Yes, there's Alvin and Chipmunks. And there's
Were you just that invested?
I got so far.
Jesus. Do you also enjoy pain? Do you like it when women walk on your testicles?
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Things like that.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked, and Alvin and the Chipmunks,
you know
the Road
all
Chip.
The subtitles.
They all have Chip in their name.
He's a broken man, Nikki. Jesus.
Yeah.
Marketing worked really well with
only
that series.
So far. Yeah. But like I said, those are the kind of movies that it's fun for me to just joke about. Because it's like, when you talk about things like Star Wars, like people get really heated. But when you're like, I'm going to talk about the fourth Chipmunks movie, no one's invested. So you'd be like, I say whatever I want. Let's have fun.
True.
So
like, I'm going to be controversial
here. Let me tell you this. Let me get some hot Chipmunk
hot takes. But I think Simon should have been the leader. He's the smartest.
So this literally happened. I guess it's related to some meme or something, but like I was on a train and there was these girls talking and one of the girls was like, who's your favorite chipmunk? And the second girl was like, oh, I like Theodore. And but one girl was like, I like Alvin. And they went, Alvin, that's basic.
I liked Brittany.
Oh, from the Chipettes?
Yeah.
Yes. That's good.
I wanted to
the
be
thing
her.
That cracks me up about those movies too is they get celebrity voices for all the chipmunks and the Chipettes, yet they turned up.
Yeah,
yeah, so what's you the can't point? Recognize
you paid so much
Ferris.
Money for that
yeah.
celebrity
like,
voice.
Alec Baldwin is Alvin. Like, why? Yeah.
But real joke, David Cross, hilarious in those movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one is he?
He plays like this evil agent that like tries to exploit the chipmunks and make money off of them, but he's actually funny.
And is he live action?
He's live action.
Okay,
yes, yes. The chipmunks are all CGI.
Is so, Dave live action?
Well,
yes, he is.
I haven't seen even like
he
the trailer.
He wishes he wasn't.
Yeah, technically, yes. Although in the second one, he injures himself so he can be out for most of the movie, and Zachary Levi comes in and takes care of the chipmunks.
In my wildest dreams, I never thought I'd be at Comic-Con talking Alvin and the fucking chipmunk. Can we please move on?
I'm sorry.
What would you like to talk about, Steve?
Anything else. Okay. I'll talk about fucking anime now.
You know who likes anime? Josh and Julia.
That's true.
They do like anime.
It's getting hot in here, isn't it?
Band.
No, so a bunch of friends of mine, they were like, you got to watch this Akira, man. Akira. You didn't see no anime. You got to watch this Akira. You started that Akira. I watched it. Okay. I hate anime.
Hey. Hey, that's me. That's sad. That's controversial.
What do you mean?
Okay, we're here to have friends.
I'm just being honest.
This is why we don't have friends. That's what I'm saying.
True. It's because we'll be talking to somebody in the first 5 minutes, and then they're like, I like anime, and I'm like, here's why anime sucks for the next 10.
Not just anime, but you bring up Star Wars. Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I see.
Yeah.
If they like it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I like old Star Wars though. That's my favorite shit.
It's also because you just have such harsh judgments right away, and then sometimes someone will make an argument and go, well, actually I think it's like this, and you're like, oh, I can see that, and then you kind of back off of it.
True.
And so you were like, you pissed off so many people, and then you're like, ah, never mind.
That's true. That's very true.
That happens.
Yeah.
No, it's great. I mean people are just passionate about what they're into, and that's fine, but like at the same time, everyone doesn't have to have the same format. I think that's the one thing about geek culture and social media is kind of weird. It's like sometimes people feel like you all have to have the exact same opinion about X property, and it's like, no, you know. And, or if you can like a franchise, but you don't have to absolutely love every single thing that franchise does.
Or know every single
thing. Okay, let me try this.
Oh, gosh.
There are no Pokemans after the first 150.
Pokemans.
Well,
is
you
that
know.
Same page?
Yeah.
Thank Alan. You. Thank yeah. you. Two people yeah. agree with me.
These Most are people our people. Are going,
I don't know.
Yeah.
You won them back.
They're like, I don't take it that serious. Why does this grown man take Pokemon that serious?
Hey, man.
Hey, we're at Comic-Con. Everywhere. Everything yeah. is being taken
That's
seriously.
That's true.
You can, like, yeah, you can, like, catch them on your phone right now.
I was a Bulbasaur guy. I will say I was a Bulbasaur guy, just so everyone knows. Everyone liked the Charmander.
Yeah,
I
like
Charmander. It.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yes,
you. I am Pikachu in Smash Brothers, and I dominate and crush everybody with
really?
That character. Everyone makes fun. They're like, oh, you're Pikachu? Yeah, and then I destroy them. So anyone want to play Smash Brothers?
Andre, yeah. if the world was such a perfect place, like you seem to think.
See, he just
and,
skirts
and
that.
You're a very smiley person, and you're a very happy, positive person. How come we have never gotten a motherfucking Pokemon game where you are in a 3D world and you can capture the Pokemons and you can keep on the Pokemons?
Wait, what?
What?
A 3D Pokemon game.
Are you talking
game?
About VR?
No.
You're talking about AR then, so Pokemon Go.
I'm talking about what they just did with that Pikachu Go thing. But it's not like lame like that, and they can actually fight and shit. How come we haven't gotten that
fight.
Game
you
if the world's such
to
a
the
good
stadium.
Place?
Yeah.
You take him to a stadium. Did you not get that far?
You don't take him to a stadium.
Yes, you do. You yeah. go find
you,
a stadium.
You fight in the wild.
God, you're dumb.
You got to update it. You got to update your app.
What are you talking about?
You update the Pokemon Go, and then you can do that.
You can do that. You can literally watch
the I'm not talking about in the real world. I'm talking about a fucking game.
Yeah, in the game.
Yeah, Pokemon
Asshole?
Stadium.
What are you talking about?
Pokemon Stadium.
There's a game called Pokemon Stadium?
Yeah.
I know about Pokemon Stadium, asshole. That's not the same thing.
The
you can't capture the Pokemons in Pokemon Stadiums.
The most fun part about Steve is, like, he'll be serious, and then he could pass it off as he was just doing a bit. But I really think you didn't know that you could catch him.
Listen, I climb pretty far on the side of this bit.
Yeah.
Do we have any questions from the... We want to take some questions from the audience. Does anybody have any questions for my man Andre here? Or for us?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
How long ago did you guys actually start your YouTube channel?
2007.
Yep, 2007.
Yeah.
Oh, he asked when did we start YouTube channels?
We're old.
Yeah, we still have 56K.
Yeah, I think I really didn't take. I didn't go full time YouTuber though till like 2013.
Yeah,
I was still a waitress for a while because like we didn't make any money. Like that was the whole thing. Yeah.
And it was that awkward thing of like when they see you at your job and they're like, "Hey, aren't you on?"
Yeah, because I was an actor on the top channels on YouTube. So it was like there was top 100 comedy channels and I was an actor on all of them.
Yeah.
So then they would recognize me, but we didn't get paid to act in those. So I get recognized and then it'd be like, "Do you want a water refill?"
Right. And it was also that weird period like at the beginning of it where it was almost like people would almost look down on you a little bit for doing YouTube.
Yeah.
Or like if you were an actor,
true,
people would be like, "No, don't do YouTube videos. You won't be able to do acting."
Yeah, my manager was like, "Do not mention this."
Yeah. And now they're like, "Put it on there. Show yourself."
We like to do a thing, and I can't even believe it's been an hour already because we have to wrap this up, and I'm so thankful you guys are here. Thank
yes,
you so
thank
much
you
for coming out.
This is great.
We like to do one thing at the end. It's called Final Thoughts, where we just kind of wrap it up.
Okay.
So what's some shit that they didn't tell you when you started this journey?
Oh, what's like, just anything?
Yeah, just like a
something
final,
that you wish
like,
that you knew that now you know.
God, I wish I would have known that.
Oh, man. I wish I would have known... What? What did you say?
Like,
how much of a collection you'd get after this?
Sure.
How much of a collection you'd get after this?
After this?
Yeah.
Yes, I will. Yes, I would like to know that.
That they'd only send you one Power Ranger.
I think you are a Pokemon. I think you literally are a Pokemon.
He puts his head down.
Yeah. So.
It's 151.
Yeah. No, I think there was definitely pockets of time where I did not fully embrace, like, hey, I'm into this stuff. I like, you know, I've got to, you know. I wish I did not do that. I wish someone would tell me, like, hey, man, don't worry about it. Just enjoy what you enjoy and have fun.
Yeah.
As long as you're paying your bills and taking care of yourself. Just because, you have a long discussion about chipmunk movies, it's cool. You like Ninja Turtles or whatever. It's like, whatever. Yeah. So that.
I don't know a lot about the nerd culture stuff, but I am glad I didn't really get into to Star Wars now that Steve so passionately hates it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did watch all the prequels, and there's some fantastic acting in that.
I had seen like bits and pieces of Star Wars, and so I was with someone who was like, we're going to start you off with the prequels.
Because
I was gonna be like, oh, I'm never, back in the cable days, like you just flip through it and you would see like part of a Star Wars movie. So I knew I had seen enough of it, but never just like sat down and watched
those are the C-SPAN Star Wars movies.
Yeah, exactly. So then I was like, well, I want to watch it. My friend was like, no, we're gonna go see episode one and we'll watch those three. And then you can come back around and watch the other ones. That never happened. After the first one, they were like, go ahead, you can go watch those.
because the fucking Galactic Senate was voting for 45 minutes in that movie.
Yeah. Episode one, I'm not too bad on. Two, on the other hand, that was
two had the Yoda fight, so I forgive it for that. I forgive
Yoda
it for that,
sweet.
And I forgive it for Obi-Wan Kenobi's in the rain. That was sick.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was a sick
but
sequence.
All that sand and all that stuff. Like, oh, that
oh,
was...
and the romantic shit was funny as hell.
Yeah, funny.
On the island? Like, my lady, I love you, my lady. Or when who wrote this shit?
When he's like surfing that beast. Remember like that really weird CGI when he's all like, ugh.
Yes, yes. Dude, you know who wrote that shit? A guy who had failed with women. That's who wrote that shit. Unbelievable. That all those producers around him, like Rick McCallum or whatever his name is, that guy sat there and was like, George, you're killing it. That guy should never get to work again in anything.
We're going to sit next to him at a wedding soon.
Yeah,
I know.
George Lucas is going to be at your next
so
wedding.
So that's my final thought. When I have some words. When I poke, when I prod, when I stab, when I wound, I only do it because I love it so. And I wish I didn't. I genuinely wish I didn't. Thank you very much. And you've been listening to the shit that they do not tell you.
Very happy that you married me. Thanks.
Yes.
Thank you. And thanks for being here, Andre.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Well, where can they find you? Black Nerd Comedy.
Yeah, Black Nerd Comedy on YouTube and Twitch, and then at Black Nerd on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what's fun about seeing Andre at YouTube things now is that usually we all don't know who the hell anyone is, and we just get to talk to each other.
We literally like, oh, God,
thank you. Oh, thank Christ.
And subscribe and like us and all that stuff on iTunes and rate us, and we'll see you next time.
See
bye.
Ya. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for coming, guys. We love you. Thank you for being here.